More than half of the people I talked with had no opinion or didn't know what state lawmakers were up to just a few blocks away.
Not very informed. I got nothing to say.
But others, like Boise private school teacher Jess McGinnis, knew exactly what she wants Idaho lawmakers to work on.
Oh, education and the economy.
And what specifically about education or the economy?
I think we need to be looking at what's best for Idaho's kids, what's going to prepare them for the skills they're going to need for a completely new century, but doing it in a way that we're not alienating them from people and thinking that technology can take over for people.
And what about the economy?
Oh, jobs. I mean, just what everyone's concerned about. Jobs, making sure that people who are hungry can get fed, people who need housing can get housing.
Jobs and education came up several times with people I spoke with, including Vicki Swerdloff of Boise. She isn't satisfied with Governor Butch Otter's proposal to increase money for public schools by nearly $32 million.
I hope they provide more funding than what Otter's provided so far, or suggested he's going to provide.
Boise attorney Ryan McFarland takes it a step further. Last session, lawmakers and the governor signed off on the Students Come First education laws. Those laws deal with everything from merit-based pay to technology in the classroom. But McFarland says lawmakers need to reconsider them.
I think they should reassess the education reform bills that were passed last session. Obviously, the budget is a must. We're in too much of a Republican or conservative state to have them raise taxes, but I certainly think that should be considered in light of the budget concerns.
Jess McGinnis's father, Mark, is a Boise artist. Governor Butch Otter proposed $45 million in tax relief Monday, but left details for lawmakers to nail down. McGinnis thinks tax cuts are fine, but not for the well-off.
I think if the governor would like to give some tax breaks like he's talking about, they sure as hell shouldn't be for the richest people in the state. They should be for the poorest people in the state.
Jobs and education are two priorities for Governor Butch Otter this session, but those we spoke with who pay attention to what's under the Capitol Rotunda think lawmakers should do more than what Otter's proposed so far. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.